You know, you got to love the evolution of the gig economy. And in fact, the term wasn't even used very much until just a few years ago. But now it's all sorts of pickup work. It used to be in, you know, the musicians did gig work, but it's DoorDash and Uber and everything else. But now there's an outfit out of Austin that's been around for a year or so that will do your laundry. They'll send people out to pick up your laundry and bring it back in just a few hours. And it's called, quite appropriately, No Scrubs. The co-founder and CEO is Matt O'Connor, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you. So what, did you just look for a little niche for this? Because this is, you know, it's a great idea, and I don't know why somebody didn't think of it earlier.
Yeah. You know, it was kind of a culmination of a few things. A previous experience I had was an early Instacart employee and saw how much people loved convenience as we were scaling that across the country. And then fast forward a few years later, I still didn't like doing laundry and tried another service, and it took 4 days and was super expensive. And I just thought, like, why isn't there an Instacart for laundry? How would we do that? And so eventually, after some planning, jumped into it with some teammates.
So well, Instacart for laundry is pretty good explanation, but explain how it works. So I go online and I engage you to what? Pick up my laundry.
Start there. So customers can download our app or go to noscrubs.com, select their pickup window, customize their order with things like what type of detergent they want to use, the dryer settings, etc. Once it's scheduled, one of our scrubber teammates will pick it up, wash and fold it, and bring it back to your door within about 3 to 4 hours from pickup. So most of the time, faster than somebody can do it themselves.
So I was looking at the model, and I mean, it is, it's so simple, but I figured they were taking it back to your plant, and you're going to do it. You don't have a plant. You don't do any, you don't wash any clothes.
That's right. So it's asset light. We work with existing laundromats that are pretty much everywhere. So we vet and partner with them so that we have different options that are close by any given customer. That's how we can do the turnaround times that are so fast, because the person doing it is only traveling on average about 8 to 9 minutes from any given customer.
God, I never looked for laundry mats, come to think of it, but I didn't really know that there were that many still around.
Yeah, there's about 30,000 across the country.
So can they take it home and do it?
They can't. Yeah. So we send them to the partner locations, partially because orders are often larger than a single machine, right, and the laundromats allow for using multiple machines at the same time. Another time saving for the customer and the scrubber. So we require that they go to a partner location.
So you've been doing this for a year. So you started out in Austin. You're here. You're in North Texas. Where else are you?
Houston as well.
In Houston.
And expanding to a handful of other markets out of Texas very soon.
So what have you found? Is it tougher to get to dig up the business, or is it tougher to get the drivers?
You know, it's really balancing the two that is the challenge. We've grown a ton, so there's still a long way to go there. But balancing the amount of scrubbers and the time they're working with the volume of customers. At periods, it's been harder to find the customers. We've gotten that down to a little bit of a science. And then as we've grown, we need to onboard more scrubbers. So it's really the balance more than one of the specific sides.
But by the nature of gig work, it's sort of something to kind of fill in when you're looking for a job, or maybe you take the kids to school in the morning and you got to pick them up in the afternoon. You want to do something in the middle of the day. I mean, this is usually not long-term work. You must have a constant, you know, wash of people in addition to clothes.
Yeah. We've been really happy with the duration of our scrubbers. They actually enjoy the job as opposed to other gig opportunities. They don't need to drive very much. Most of the time they spent is not driving, whereas Uber, DoorDash, you're kind of hectically driving as long as you're working. So I think between those two things and the overall earning potential, some people end up doing it more or less full time, although that's optional to them. So it can be a full-time job replacement as well.
So how much money could you make doing this? Because, I mean, I would think if you got to drive 10 minutes, you pick up a load, then you bring it back, and you sit around the washateria waiting for him to do it, and then you got to fold it and turn around and take it back. I mean, how many of these can you do a day?
Yeah, we've had people do upwards of 10 to 15 a day. Again, with multiple cycles, you can get a lot of laundry done very fast. And then scrubbers are making upwards of $5,000 a month.
$5,000 a month? Really?
Yeah, that'd be, you know, pretty much full time. But yeah, you know, there's no limit to how much you're able to work. So as long as you're able to take the orders, if you're working a lot, yeah, that's the number.
So how do you charge?
So customers can choose from one of our plans, which vary by size and frequency. So you can do a family plan that's pick up weekly of a certain weight limit, and you can also do a one-time order. So it's really up to the customer to choose how often and how much laundry they have, and we have an offering for everybody.
Well, the cool thing is, you know, you get it back that day, right? I mean, it's not...
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a big difference in my mind, is that, you know, to bring people from doing the chore themselves to using an external service, you have to be faster than their alternative, which is doing the chore themselves. And no other option really was that. So it's a big time, you know, when you have a pile of dirty clothes, you need them clean now so you can wear them. You can't wait multiple days like was the case with previous companies.
You know, I'm intrigued. I would think that this would be somewhat contracyclical, although if you've just been doing this for a year, you haven't been through many cycles. But I would guess, you know, the tougher times are the more layoffs, people needing to supplement income, then the easier would be to get drivers and people who want to be scrubbers.
Yeah, that's probably true. Although, you know, we haven't had a big cycle that we've been through just yet, and people are always looking for more money. So that's a pretty constant.
So do you vet these people? Do you meet drivers?
Absolutely. Yeah, we meet all of them. We have a really rigorous onboarding process that validates their laundry abilities, of course, a background check, and then their personality to make sure they're good in a customer-facing situation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as a consumer, I don't know how worried I am if they make off with my jockey shorts. It's unfortunate, but so be it.
Yeah.
All right. So say, what's next? So you've got North Texas. Where you're going out of state next?
Yeah, we'll be launching in Florida and California very soon, and then hopefully a more national rollout within the year.
So you're really more a software technology company, I guess, than like a manufacturing company.
That's right. Yeah. Everything is controlled by our scrubber app, which does quality control and uses AI for a bunch of different checkpoints on the order to just make sure that the manual mistakes are prevented. And then we have batching algorithms. Pretty much everything that we do is software based.
And you're communicating with the washaterias so that you know there's capacity, because I mean I do remember in the past going there and, you know, sitting around waiting for somebody to finally pull their clothes out of the dryer, come back from, you know, whatever they were doing, and take them.
Yeah,
and you wait a long time.
That's right. Yeah. So we have busyness indicators on the different locations so that our scrubbers can make sure to choose ones that are not fully utilized. And most of the time, agree that it can happen, but most of the time there's ample idle machines. And so that's one of the reasons that the laundromats like working with us, is because we're filling their excess capacity.
It's very inventive. I think it's fabulous. It'd be fun to watch in action. Matt O'Connor is the co-founder and CEO of Texas-based No Scrubs. It's good to spend some time with you. Thank you.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.